Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What is your name?
My name is Forrest McNamara.
Okay, hold one second. You want to give me another one later? The Honorable Mr. Neil, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir.
Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Yes, sir. Forrest Henry McAnally, 243-100.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 28, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see us on the teleconference screen, to my extreme far left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. McNally and Mr. Osborne, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm. Mr. McNally?
I do, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you'd violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I'll begin by phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, was demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about August 21st, 2017 for the task lab report dated August 31st, 2017. Mr. McAnally, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, was demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about August 21st, 2017 for the task LCMS lab report dated August 31st, 2017. Mr. McAnally, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. And our final allegation number three, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by you being in possession of a glass pipe communally used with illegal drug activity on August 23rd, 2017 in Sierra Vista, Arizona. Mr. McAnally, is that true or false?
That's false, sir.
Okay. Based on your admission to false, we're going to take further testimony from our Department of Corrections representative and we'll get right back to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Allegation number three. On August 24th of 2017, SBO Collins received a telephone call from Sierra Vista Police Detective Eaton, badge number 482. Detective Eaton stated they executed a search warrant for the offender's residence and his person. During the search, they found glass pipes with residue, plastic bins with residue, plastic straw pipes, and torn corners of plastic bags. The offender was arrested, transported, and booked into Cochise County Jail for multiple felonies to include possession of drug paraphernalia.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. McAnally. What is false about that allegation?
I never had in my possession of last night. There was several other people in the house, and they never, on my person, found a glass pipe.
Thank you, sir.
I do admit that it was in the same house as me, but as to the possession of it, it wasn't mine.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to make a motion to move through the first phase of the hearing, and then we'll move on to phase two, and we'll be able to talk to you further in detail. Based on Mr. McAnally's admission for allegation one and two, and the information provided in warrant number 2017-W3001, plus information provided by the Department of Corrections for allegations 1, 2, and 3, I move to find Mr. McAnally delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal way as a company.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. McAnally, we're going to move on to the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we have determined that your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional information. We will come back to you momentarily. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. McNally was released from DOC custody on May 8th of 2017. He was arrested on August 23rd of 2017 by the Sierra District Police Department for felony destruction of evidence and drug paraphernalia, and was returned back to our custody on August 29th of 2017. With zero accommodated with the community supervision end date of December 28th of 2017. Current conviction, 2014, aggravated assault, 4 years. Prior conviction, 2009, marijuana violation, 3 years. He's had 2 teams with DOC, has a CUI score of 2-3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SCG open information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2011, TIS tech violator, returned to custody and revoked. He has a moderate disciplinary history with promoted prison contraband and multiple possessions or refusals of UA noted. And since his return on September 15th of 2017, received the write-off of positive refusal of a UA. Other arrests, 2005, Mr. Minor in drug offense, AZ guilty of the sanction. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ guilty of their sanction. 2009, aggravated DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2017, tampering with physical evidence, AZ unknown. And 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ unknown. That tweeted the score of 8-5-5, and I do have stats and charges attached. Company officer, Tommy Collins, dated Tuesday, October 3rd, of 2017. The case is pending in the Chief County Attorney's Office, awaiting lab results from DPS.
Okay, back to you, Mr. McNally. Regarding any further information regarding the being in possession of a glass pipe, etc., any of that drug paraphernalia, you do have the right to remain silent on that because it's pending charges. So do you wish to remain silent on those?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll stay away from that subject, but we'll stick to the ones at hand regarding your lab reports. Mr. McAnally, is there any way for your CO3 to close that door? There's a lot of noise coming.
Yes, sir. I'll see you in just 1 second.
Thank you. Necessarily try to put you in violation there, but I think it's good for both parties because that noise was getting bad for both of us.
Yeah,
I'm going to I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision. It looks like that you're released from prison to change your sober living home at 1344 South Mason Drive in Mesa. You're later approved to reside with your mother, Rhonda Cooley, in Sierra Vista. And then you're later approved to reside with your girlfriend, Whitney Moore, 201 North Garden Avenue in Sierra Vista. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
It said you began employment at McDonald's and had a secondary job cleaning at Lawley Motors. And then later reported that you were employed at Kramer Roofing. Were you still working at Kramer Roofing when you were violated?
Yes, sir.
Well, it is positive that you were productive when you were outside, and that's always a good sign. We commend you for that. In the programming notes, you had some negatives in your urinalysis. Then you had a later positive for amphetamine, methamphetamine, opiates, and marijuana. You were referred to CHC for substance abuse relapse prevention and the community accountability program for anger management. However, you were not able to complete either program due to your in-state transfer being approved. On July 7, 2017, you were referred to ACCI for anger management and substance abuse relapse prevention. You failed to complete the program. So were you on the brink of getting some sort of interstate compact, or what was the plan?
I actually transferred from Mesa down to Sierra Vista. I was currently enrolled in an anger management program up there in Mesa.
I'm sorry, I said interstate.
And
go ahead, sir.
You want me to repeat it?
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking that you were transferred from state to state, but it was an in-state transfer.
Yes, sir, it was in-state. And when I got to Sierra Vista, Ms. Collins had me do a class. It's like an online class, but they send you a booklet, and I filled out the booklet, and it was due, I believe, the 27th or the 29th of August, and I was violated on the 23rd is when I was violated, and when I got arrested. So I never got the chance to send it off because that would have been the fulfillment of my end of the what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to send it back in, and it was due, I think, the following week. Well, I never got the chance to send it in. I did the work. I did the booklet. It cost $85. I just didn't get the chance to send it in.
Thank you, Mr. McAnally. Have you had ongoing problems with drugs? In this case, it seems to be methamphetamine, but there's also a reference to opiates. Did you have some problems?
I did have problems with meth, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you been able to stay off methamphetamine?
Absolutely.
When was the last time you used?
Say August 20th.
How are you feeling since you've been off methamphetamine, sir?
I feel like a million bucks. I'm healthy, happy. I mean, because given the circumstances, but I mean, I feel great.
Your last residence was with your girlfriend, Whitney Moore. What are your plans for when you return to the community?
My plans are to go right back to work, get married, and take my time with life this time. You know, I never stopped and smelled the roses, if you will. You know, I just didn't take time for the important stuff, and that's what I'm going to do different this time.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
Sure.
I have no questions for my fellow board members. Mr. McAnally, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself in the interest of time management, but this is your hearing, so is there anything that you would like to share with the board?
No, sir. Yes, it is. I would like this chance to get back out and support my family like I was doing. The time that I've spent in here, it's opened my eyes to, you know, life's too short to be worrying about or to be doing anything that's not going to make you happy and make others around you happy. That's just what I need to concentrate on. That's what I've been working on for myself and for my family. And that's it.
Thank you, sir. The board's going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision? We just ask that you stay on the phone, remain quiet, and we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. Well, board members, we're now in discussion. I will say I like what I'm hearing from Mr. McAnally. It sounds like that he was productive when he was outside of the prison system. I do commend him for not absconding. Unfortunately, there is the business of him having been that looks to be arrested for drug paraphernalia, but those charges still pending in Cochise County. Again, that is out of the purview of this board. But it's certainly something that he will still have to deal with when he's eventually released from the prison system one way or the other. At issue are his relapses of use of marijuana and methamphetamine. I am glad to hear that he's been clean from methamphetamine since August, that he plans on getting married, and it sounds like that he just wants to have a productive life. But with really close to 2 months left on his flat prison sentence, and the way things turned out under community supervision, I don't feel comfortable, or I don't find him suitable for community supervision. I think this time might be best used with him putting together a plan for his return to the community, and hopefully receiving any drug treatment or drug abuse treatment for the future, so that he can have a safe and productive marriage, a good life, and hopefully we won't see him again before this board. But I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree with you, sir.
Mr. Gill? Okay, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information in warrant number 2017W3001, a discussion with Mr. McAnally, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. McAnally was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of company.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. McAnally, your supervision has been revoked. You'll be released on or about December 28, 2017. That's just a matter of weeks. We hope that you'll take advantage of the remainder of your flat sentence to pursue any programming inside the system. Put together a plan for your return to the community. We do wish you the best. You're talking about getting married. It looks like you're working. We hope that you will stay clean. We hope that you're being honest with this board when you say that you feel better since you've been off, because no good's going to come from you getting in that revolving door. So we wish you the best. You'll be out on December 28th. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for your time concerning the matter.
Thank you.